You are listening to WGXC 90.7, Accra, Hudson, Catskill. Welcome to The Score. Today's show is in honor of Valentine's Day and is dedicated to all the love that's out there in whatever form it takes. Lusty, parental, neighborly, global, unrequited, eternal, whatever. Keep it coming.
As you may have figured out from the soundbite at the top of the show, today we're going to be discussing and listening to the score and soundtrack from the award-winning movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, which was composed by French composer Alexandre Desplat. We chose the unusual love story from The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, which recounts the life of Benjamin, who some of you might remember was played by Brad Pitt, and lives his life aging in reverse, from starting as an 80-year-old man but who's actually a child and trying to come to terms with love that he has for Daisy, who in the adult carnation is played by Cate Blanchett in the film, and who's growing older while Benjamin is actually growing younger. Benjamin and Daisy share a few brief years together in the middle of their lives and is really the central love story in this in the film. And a tragic love story of two soulmates who literally are growing apart and realize they'll ultimately not be able to live their lives together.
The movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button actually celebrates three extraordinary love stories, all of which are high risk. The first, set in New Orleans, is the love story between a young African-American woman who runs a nursing home and the abandoned white newborn that she discovers she nurtures and brings up. Though the babe is the size of an infant, it looks and in fact is in its 80s. The year of this lucky life-saving love match is 1918, the year that World War I ended. The motherly woman, named Queenie, and played by Dajari P. Henson, names the withering baby fondly Benjamin.
Mama, some days I feel different than the day before.
Everybody feels different about themselves one way or another.
But we all going the same way. You on your own road, Benjamin.
Thank you.
The soundtrack for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button is comprised into two CDs, one featuring jazz selections like the one you just heard from Frank Trembauer with his orchestra and featuring Bix Benderbeck, and also other jazz greats like Cindy Bichette, Louis Armstrong, and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. But the film was actually composed by French composer Alexandre Desplat, and there's a whole other CD of his original selections as well. Alexandre composed some of the selections in the film so that they both could be played both forwards and backwards, which is known as a musical palindrome. And we can hear that in a few of his selections, and in the main theme, he uses trademark instruments like the harp, backed by strings, piano, and muted trumpets. And when composing the score, Desplat drew inspiration directly from the story of the film and its main character, who was aging in reverse.
Yes, that's right. You're actually listening to the score. We're at WGXC 90.7. And just for an example, there are 42 violins playing in the orchestra that Desplat is conducting. And online, I just saw the most magnificent pictures of him where he's actually looking out on a sea of instruments. It's just a magnificent score. And as Lisa said, Desplat drew inspiration from the overall theme of time running backwards. Now, sometimes in the film, this theme is seen as kind of a what if only quality. One of the stories that encases the movie is that of a clockmaker who is commissioned to make an enormous public clock for a train station. His son has gone off to fight in World War I and is eventually killed. The clockmaker, the son's father, fashions the clock to run backwards in kind of a grave gesture to bring back his fallen son. Initially in the movie, we see this scenario played in a very normal linear fashion. But then again, the footage of his son's departure, his son's fighting on the front, a shot being fired, and his son's dying is played backwards.
So we're going to listen now to a selection called Mr. Gâteau, which was the name of the clockmaker. That's translated as Mr. Cake in French, by Alexandre Desplat. This is from the beginning of the film, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. For those of you just tuning in and listening, you're listening to this month's edition of The Score, where we are featuring the curious, the music from The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. You just heard French composer Alexandre Desplat's song, Mr. Gâteau. Desplat was born in Paris to a French father and Greek mother who actually met at the University of California, Berkeley. At the age of 5, Desplat began playing piano. He also became proficient on trumpet and flute. The multilingual Alexandre was classically trained, but was fed a constant diet of American jazz and Hollywood movie selection music from his parents. These influences have been fused into the music to create a fresh and unique new voice in film music.
The second and the central story within the film is between two soulmates, Benjamin, who by this time in the film we discover is aging backwards, and Daisy, a young girl child. Looking to be in his 70s, but no taller than a 6-year-old, Benjamin meets Daisy when she is 6 years old. She's accompanying her grandmother to the nursing home. Benjamin and Daisy's lives are forever intertwined. Benjamin is played by Brad Pitt, whose brilliance this time is actually his subtlety, and Daisy is played spectacularly by Kate Blanchett. Their love is strong enough to overcome the fact that Daisy is getting older and Benjamin is getting younger, and at one point in the film, their ages actually coincide. And I have to tell you, that is a very hot moment.
It was Thanksgiving, 1930. I met the person who changed my life forever.
I'm going to read a quote by John Peters, who has a blog online called Killer Film Review. And this is a quote from December 16th, 2008, the week that the soundtrack and score came out for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. John says, "I don't mean to start off with such glowing praise about Alexandre Desplat's score for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's completely fantastic. One of the key elements I look for in a score when listening to it outside of the film is if it's listenable outside of that world. Could I pop it in and listen to it as a piece of music, or do I need to put it in the frame of mind of the film to enjoy it? This is one of those scores that you could pop in any time, any mood, and it'll play just fine. We're now going to play a selection that was a song in the film by Louis Armstrong and his Sebastian New Cotton Club Orchestra called If I Could Be With You.
Oh, baby, baby, I want to be with you tonight.
Things were becoming different for me. My hair had very little gray and grew like weeds. My sense of smell was keener, my hearing more acute. While everybody else was aging, I was getting younger, all alone.
Later in the film, Daisy, who by now is a young adult woman and has become an accomplished ballet dancer, is leaving a rehearsal and she gets hit by a car, which crushes her leg and ends her professional dancing career. We have witnessed this great succession of events that lead up to this tragedy, and once again, But this time, coupled with narration, we see the events running backwards. And the question again is asked, what if? What if any one of these events in this chain of events hadn't happened? What then?
That was The Accident by Alexander Desplat. If you haven't seen that sequence that Margot was talking about, it's a very beautiful sequence in the film where they have a woman who forgets her keys. She goes back to her apartment. Then she takes a later cab. And there's all these incidences that if they hadn't happened exactly the way that they ended up happening, the Daisy character, which is played by Cate Blanchett, would have never been hit by the taxi cab. So it's really something to think about and a very, very beautifully put together sequence in the film. Now we're going to do a song because kind of we're talking all about this great love and these different love stories within the film, but we're going to do one for everyone out there who's feeling a little blue this weekend because of Valentine's. We don't want you to feel blue, but we're going to play this one for you.
That was Freight Train Blues for all you melancholy lovers out there by Billy and Dee Dee Pierce. And certainly that song does embody the spirit of New Orleans, which is where the movie, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, was actually set. When Benjamin becomes a young adult, he goes off to work on a ship. And at this time in the movie, it's actually World War II. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who's the president at the time, puts out a mass appeal to all able-bodied men and women to help in the war effort. The ship that Benjamin is on goes out to war, and it ports in Russia. And the third love story within the film begins. It's the love between Benjamin and an upper-class married English woman, played grandly, by the way, by Tilda Swinton. And when the two meet in the early hours of the morning in a hotel lobby in Russia, Benjamin looks to be about 60, but really he is in his late teens and in his sexual peak. The two are coming from very different worlds, but they find they have an amazing rapport, and they spend many evenings in the small kitchen within the hotel lobby. And this is all in addition to having a very steamy affair. But the affair disappears as suddenly as it began.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Oh,
You just heard Love and Myrmax by Alexander Desplat, and before that, Chanson sur Staline by the, I can't say it in French, but by the Paris Cathedral Choir de la Rue d'Aru, Paris 17. So I want to say a little bit more about the composer Alexander Desplat. After composing music for over 50 European films, Desplat burst out onto the Hollywood scene in 2003 with his evocative score to The Girl with a Pearl Earring, which earned him a Golden Globe nomination. The score for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button received also a Golden Globe nomination and an Academy Award nomination in 2009 and was favored to win the Academy Awards category for Best Score, but was beaten out that year by Slumdog Millionaire, which, if you all remember, kind of basically took every award that year. Since 2007, Desplat has been nominated for the Academy Award for Best Achievement in Music written for motion pictures four times. For The Queen in 2007, for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button in 2009, for Fantastic Mr. Fox in 2010, and this year he's nominated for The King's Speech. Desplat is a one-time Grammy nominated, two-time Golden Globe nominated, four-time Academy Award nominated film composer. And as I just said, he's up again this year. So the Oscar trophy is getting really, really close for this outstanding composer. And we are rooting for him and hope he actually wins at the Academy in a couple weeks. And just because we're talking about the Oscars, briefly, I just want to give a shout out and lots of positive energy towards local upstate resident Melissa Leo for her nomination for Best Supporting Actress in the movie The Fighter. So, Melissa, we're all rooting for you as well and hope that you win at the Academy at the end of the month.
You go, Melissa.
Oh, by the way, if anyone knows Melissa, we're hoping to get her on the score next month. We'd like to talk to her about her her role in The Fighter. She plays the mother, and she's really great. So if anyone knows Melissa Leo, please tell her we're looking for her. We want to talk to her.
The film The Curious Case of Benjamin Button was released by Paramount in 2008. It's directed by David Fincher. The screenplay was written by Eric Roth. It's actually an adaptation from the short story by F. Scott Fitzgerald, and that story was released first in the 1920s. As Lisa mentioned, the film was nominated for 13 Academy Awards, and it won Best Direction, Makeup, and Visual Effects. Except for the main character's name and the fantastical theme of aging backwards, the short story by Fitzgerald and the movie have very little in common. Fitzgerald's short story, though, is well worth reading. Great writing is music to the ear.
We just want to remind you that you're listening again to this month's edition of The Score. If there are any film or television composers and or filmmakers out there who would like us to consider featuring music that they've composed or that have like great soundtracks in their films or TV shows, please get in touch with us and send us your work for consideration. The best way to reach out to us is to send us an email, which is our email is thescore44@yahoo.com. You can address it to myself. My name is Lisa Thomas, or to Margot Pelletier.
We'll be signing off this edition of The Score listening to another really great love song from the soundtrack of The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. The song is called My Prayer, and it's by The Platters. We're encouraging all of you out there to find a Valentine and to remember what the Buddhists say, that the greatest position to be in is that of the fool. So take the risk. Benjamin Button did. Stay tuned. We want you to hear this last wonderful song. Be good to yourself, be better to your neighbor, and before you do anything, be sure you know the score.
Our lives are defined by opportunities, even the ones we miss.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart. And here in my heart you will stay while I pray. My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day, in a dream that's divine. In blue, with the world far away and your lips close to mine. The same for as long as we live.
We've got a couple more minutes here on the score, so we're going to play one last number from the film. It's a Louis Armstrong song called Dear Old Sutherland, and stay tuned after our show because Jackie Thomas is about to be on, and there's nothing better to listen to on a Sunday than Jackie's sultry voice. So enjoy this last song, and talk to you next month.
Hey, Buck, I'm just there for entertainment, boy, lightly. Come on, Pop. said, what's it called, Satchel Mouth? What is it?